Big gossip this week. Obviously, this will be a bit late.
It's rather pulled out.
Yeah, did you see that? Well, not well. Do you think this is just for the drams?
That would be very Michael Ben David, wouldn't it?
Welcome to the For Better For Worst podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the For Better For Worst Eurovision podcast 2022. Episode 5 of 6.
I know.
It's come and gone so quickly. You might have noticed that we've been picking up on Twitter.
You've done a tweet.
I did 2 tweets. Controversial hashtag. I won't tell you what it is. You'll have to look at our Twitter, @forbetterverst. Mm-hmm. Also on Instagram, but Trudy's in charge of that. So if it's shit, that's not my fault.
I literally don't do anything. So
should I film some content now? Look, I'm getting my phone out.
Oh, don't, because I'm wearing a see-through top.
That'll get the likes. I'm doing it as a video. Hello, Jen.
Look, we're doing live recording. Also, are you going live? Is that what you're
going live?
Anyway, now that's over with. Now that nugget of content is winging its way to you on Instagram. I can tell you what we're doing this week, which is we're listening to 7 again. 7. God, hefty week again. 7. I'm positive. Eurovision 2022 songs. I listened to all of them for the first time as a lazy fan and an embargoed fan. And Trudy is our armchair expert who is going to be giving me tidbits about each of the 7 songs as we go along. And she's going to probably try and heavily influence my decision and failing because she's always wrong. Tell the listeners what you have on at the moment, Trudy.
Purveyor of taste, I have Give That Wolf a Banana for Norway. Jennifer currently has on
Greece.
Do you remember?
Is it Greece? It's Greece, isn't it?
Jennifer will be listening for the first time to 7 new songs and then we'll be deciding if they are better or worse than the last song we like.
Today, I've been promised a series of bops.
Despite knowing you for 20 years, quite hard to predict how you're going to go. I think it has a lot to do with hormones and how stressed you are at work.
The other thing that I'd like to say, actually, before we start, is I take it all back about, what's that one, you know, the one on the train?
Oh, yes, you've had a Moldovan epiphany.
I have. I really have. It's such bop.
I tried to tell you, but you are hormonal. What can I do? And I'm slowly getting more into the UK.
I really like the UK. I really do. And it's getting a lot of love on Twitter.
Anyway, let's move on.
We've chatted enough. On with the podcast, I think. Where are we going first, Trudes?
Well, Jennifer, do you ever wonder what's the secret behind Meghan Markle's healthy hair?
No.
Next up, it's Serbia. Kolitajna, zdrave kose, Meghan Markle, kolitajna. Koja li je tajna? Mislim da u pitanju je duboka hidratacija. Kažu da. And that was Constructor in Koprosano, translated to In a Healthy Body. Jennifer, what did you think of that?
Well, I understand the Meghan Markle reference now because that's just the first line,
yeah.
Which is a slightly odd touchstone. Like, more power to MM, but didn't know Serbian people were such, you know, ardent supporters. We are where we are. What can I say? What can I say about that? It was kind of
really to understand it. You have to watch it with subtitles.
Dear listener, you must have the subtitles. But actually, that's my one overriding thought, is I was like, this is kind of a legendary Eurovision song because it's like so batshit, right? Like, this is like, how did they come up with this? It's obviously nuts. But it's in Serbian?
Yeah, I think so.
And so without the subtitles, I wouldn't appreciate what she's saying. And obviously, in the live performance, they're not going to have the subtitles up. So it might lose some of its batshit quality on a final performance.
Well, I know, because I had heard it before and I was like, why is everyone going bonkers for this? This is a bit weird. And now with the subtitles, it all makes sense.
Yeah, so that's a concern. I kind of loved it though. Like, I mean, it's like, you know, it was quite a bit of a bot. The problem is I was a bit distracted by what was going on with the lyrics, and also the sort of Gregorian chant opener was a bit of a surprise. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of bopping, isn't it? And she's a bit nuts, which I quite like.
I think she's a bit of a trendy artist in Serbia. She sort of entered just for a bit of fun and didn't think anything would come of it.
And I like her hair and how she's styled. And I kind of liked the sort of hand washing thing. And obviously this, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, is this not a pandemic reference?
Well, I think it probably has a lot to do with it. So I did a little bit of research. This is what it says on Wikipedia. Her avant-garde song and performance have been characterized as satire, irony, and critique of the Serbian healthcare system, mass media, and the COVID-19 pandemic, and beauty standards, and how all of these factors distract from the importance of mental health.
Well, I didn't get that.
I mean, I kind of did. Like, she was... that when the big cross was on at the background, I was thinking, how bad or how good is the Serbian healthcare system?
Is that really what you were thinking?
Well, I had read this first.
Because at the end, she does make an interesting point, because then she goes, what good is a healthy body if you've got a sick mind, essentially. I was like, I like how she's pulled that back to an important issue. But again, that's going to be lost because it's in Serbian, which I'm not saying is a bad thing. It's brilliant that they're singing in their native language. But it's a translation problem, isn't it? That people aren't going to quite know the important thing that she's saying.
We had to go to A&E, of course, this week. So you have been using the National Health Service.
I did have to use the National Health Service this week because I got my finger caught in a spiralizer. Yeah. Dear listener, collective intake of breath. But it's all bandaged up. I've been taking progress photos every time I look at it, so I can show you from from when I lost the entire tip to how it's doing now.
That's good for the Insta. Oh, darling, I'm so sorry. Well, it was mad, but it's great to have things like that. In a year of sad boy ballads, this cuts right to what you want. A woman being amazing.
It's a breath of fresh air, I agree. I've got some slight concerns about qualification.
Yeah. I mean, there's no bloody way this is winning in a month of Sundays, as you now say every episode. Shall I ask the question? With our new leaders, Jen, is Serbia better or worse than Amanda Tienford from Greece?
Obviously, lovely Amanda is better. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, and I've got Norway on, Wolf of Banana, and I would say that Norway is better than this.
Oh, for God's sake, really? I just think that you've lost the plot a bit, babes. What can I say?
I think you'll be eating a banana in May.
Probably, yes. I tend to have one every day.
Can I say where we're going next? We're going to the Wild West with Estonia. That was Stefan Hope for Estonia. Jennifer?
didn't like that very much, got to admit. I think there's a few styling and staging issues here. I'll come on to the song in a minute, but they've styled him horribly. Like, I like his hair. I'm not such a fan of the all white and the little booty and then the necklace. That's not doing it for me. It's a no.
I didn't like the cut of those trousers. either wear chaps or don't wear chaps. Don't wear half between chaps.
Please don't wear chaps. They put a light projection on the stage to make it look like it's desert, which looks shit. And then they put two cowboys at the front having a kind of duel, which also looks shit, I thought. And he just stands there with a guitar that he's clearly not playing. He's got a nice voice, as we talked about, but the song is stupid pastiche of country music, isn't it? Like, it's all very like cliche Western, like no one really believes the authenticity of this. It sort of looks like, you know, Westworld.
Have you ever seen Westworld?
No, is it good?
Pretty sure it doesn't look like that.
It sort of looks like that episode of The Simpsons where they go to like a Wild West theme park.
Those cowboys, I don't know if I just didn't understand the song. Like, why couldn't he have been one of the cowboys? It would have made it a little bit more like danger, like rather than him just standing there and these two extras from whatever is filming in Estonia last year, you know. It's not that great. And do you know what? When I was listening for the da-da-da-da, you know, there were a lot of, as you said, Wild West motifs. And technically those are samples, and you're not allowed to have pre-existing samples in Eurovision, I thought. So that da-da-da-da is not going to be able to be in there, surely. And even that, we shall see. I don't know if I thought you weren't allowed to have samples.
Well, it's a free-for-all these days, aren't you? You don't even have to sing anymore. God, I sound like Terry Wogan. Did you watch Estee Lau this year?
No.
After last year's disaster. I mean, that was awful. This is better than last year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I think Estonia have lost their way a bit. After like a few years, we were like, ooh, they're going to start challenging. They've kind of dropped off a bit. Do you think this will qualify? I suppose it's sort of different enough that it could get a few votes, but it's also one of those where you think, oh, it might just be forgotten.
Yeah, I was sort of having that debate in my head because I don't think this should qualify even in this year, but could see, because as you say, it's unique in the sense that there's no other Wild West songs in so far, that it might sort of cut through, but I hope not, because I thought it was rubbish.
Yeah, same. But there's a lot of boys, so some of those boys are going to get through.
Yeah.
And he's so far the best of a bad bunch.
Oh, bold statement.
I mean, Jeremy is obviously one of our favourites.
I thought you didn't like Jeremy.
Well, he is the best of the best. He's the best so far.
Yeah, yeah. He was good.
Yeah, the others.
Not so good.
Not so good. Well, I'll ask the question. Is Estonia with, what's it called, Hope, better or worse than Greece's Die Together?
It's a no, it's first.
And I agree. I think this is worse than Give That Wolf a Banana.
For goodness sake, really?
Right, we're moving on. And I'm going to do a very snappy link here. Next up, it's Rosalind Snap for a stuff of shit. For Armenia.
So I'm snapping 1, 2. Where are you? You're stealing my heart. Snapping 3, 4. Don't need you here anymore.
And that was Rosalind Snap for Armenia.
I rather liked that. To be fair, that's a little bit, you know, catnip. That sort of, you knew I was going to like that. Yeah. Ticking all my boxes. It's also, I've got some, you know, flattering comparisons to make and a few uncharitable comparisons to make. So it was giving me, having said, well, maybe Estonia will cut through with this Wild West thing. There was a little bit of that.
I know.
And I was like, oh. So an unflattering comparison with Estonia. I think this is probably our second Taylor Swift, nod of the 2022 season, which I obviously enjoyed, but also it was Taylor Swift mixed with the Lumineers. Not so good. But no, I thought she was good. I liked the video as well, and I liked the way she was styled. The video was really cool. It was quite slick and looked good. And obviously I love a song about young girl getting the heartbroken, because we've all been there, haven't we?
Exactly. And she used possibly every meaning of snap possible. It was snap because you're angry, snap your fingers. And then I'm going to, what's that? Is that it?
I was going to say, if you run out of snaps now.
Two snaps.
Snap a biscuit.
Well, she pretty much said snap every line at some point, or every verse, and then in the chorus, obviously, which I think is actually really quite clever in something where you've got to make an impact quite quickly, because everyone's going to know, oh, snap. Like, you can snap your fingers. You know, there's a third one.
That one. Yeah. Snap because you're angry, snap your fingers. She's had a beer. Listeners, she's had a beer.
Oh. The game snap.
Yeah, I agree. And also, I did like the sentiment, which was essentially like, I'm obsessed with someone who's broken my heart. If people keep asking me why I'm so obsessed with them, I'm going to get really annoyed. Like, you know, we've all been there.
Yeah. We?
And also, you know, there's, I think that sort of speaks to the feeling of loneliness you have in heartbreak, doesn't it? Nobody understands what's happening and people just irritate you.
Yes, exactly. And yeah, I quite liked it. I mean, as you said, it's going to be compared to Croatia a lot. And I think this
one's Croatia?
The Guilty Pleasure one, the Taylor Swift one.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
It's probably the better of the two.
I mean, Guilty Pleasure is a bit basic. I love it because, you know, it's my catnip. But this is much better, I think, much, much better than Guilty Pleasure. Although, loving him like a guilty, I'm with you and it's... Yeah, I'm into it. I've been listening to it.
Do we think you can qualify? You're nodding.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think this will probably qualify. As you say, I think, you know, it's better than Croatia. Actually, what semi is it in?
It's in semi one.
Is it with Croatia?
I think it's closing the show, actually.
Oh.
I wish it might. No, but it's got a nice clappy end of the night vibe.
Is Croatia one or two?
Hopefully for her, it's in semi two. Semi one, second half, shit.
Yeah. I'm not seeing both of them going through.
Well, I'll ask the question. Do you think Armenia with Snap is better or worse than Greece, Die Together?
It's worse than Lovely, Lovely, Die Together. Do you think it's better or worse than Give That Wolf a Banana?
Obviously, it's worse. I mean,
I can't believe this. Will nothing topple Give That Wolf a Banana?
Well, next, we're off to the home of Halloumi and Fuego. Ooh. It's Cyprus. Take my pain away.
Andromache.
And that was Andromache with Ella, meaning come on.
Ooh.
Jennifer, what do you think?
Loved it. I mean, definitely the horniest entry so far, I'd say. All of it.
Hornier than Slow-Mo.
Yeah. That was like actually make it on the sex playlist. And love the traditional instruments. I also love the sort of like aesthetic of the whole thing. It's when we go to Cyprus, you know, they're all in like white flowing dresses. They've got some kind of nice filter on. There's like a sort of cove, you know, and the sea is all blue, and like so these beautiful ladies with long hair just like lying on like a pontoon. Like, loved it. Really classy. The whole thing was really classy. Yeah, and I really, really enjoyed it. I've got, you know, nothing else to say. My only slight qualm is that it's a little understated, isn't it? I mean, what are we going to see staging wise?
I know, and I've no idea if she can sing.
Yes.
It's quite hard. It's like, it almost sounds like a traditional way of singing in some ways. It's very alluring, isn't it? I think it's kind of probably one of the trendiest songs in this.
Yeah, yes. It was really trendy. I totally agree.
There's quite a few understated trendies in this. And, well, this one, maybe another one. And you kind of think,
it's either going to go two ways for them. Either they're going to absolutely storm it, or they'll get lost in the semis.
Yeah, agree. Are you the other one? Are you thinking of the Netherlands as the other one?
I wasn't thinking of the Netherlands, but that is another one. What you haven't had the other one.
Oh, I think this is better than the Netherlands.
I think this is slightly more... I don't know, I just love the beat. I just think there's something... It feels enough other to us to make it interesting.
Yeah, totally.
Whereas the Netherlands just sounds like... I love it, but it's very sort of Western and Swedish and American in its production and the way of singing, even though it's another language. Whereas this just feels like, oh, yeah.
It's definitely giving me a strong holiday vibe. And, you know, everyone loves a song like that. I mean, you know, it's not like Despacito holiday vibe. What I'm saying is don't go to Cancun. they freaking turn Despacito off. But yeah, definitely like sort of going to the beach and like, you know, have some sort of, well, not tapas because we're in Cyprus, but you know what I mean.
Well, some halloumi, probably. Village salad, classic. Sit on a beach listening to
Andromache.
Listening to Andromache.
I'll tell you what Cyprus are good at. I'll tell you this right now. Tell you for what it's worth, what they're good at. Entering a sexy lady.
I know. You can always blink and rely on them. While the rest of us are mucking around with these boys, they know what's up. And, you know, they're all signed to the same record label and they all have the same manager.
I mean, we had Fuego. We had El Diablo. Now we've got this lady.
We had Tampa in between that. Who was here for Cyprus before? I mean, they're on to an absolute flyer. And I just think people aren't giving this enough traction because it is quite lo-fi.
The thing is, you can always rely on Cyprus. It's such a good Eurovision country, such a good Eurovision country, and actually deserves a win. But I don't think this is going to be the one for them.
Yeah, I can't see this is... I mean, you were talking about the staging. I mean, I have literally no ideas for them. What could you do?
I don't know. But also, we should probably have a bit more faith in Cyprus because they do tend to stage well. Although having said that, do they stage well or do they stage three women in a row, given it large?
Yeah, they do sort of seem to have a formulae that work for them. A Swedish creative director, Sasha Jean-Baptiste, who tends to do Cyprus. And she also does all those ladies in a line with the great, well, you know, they put the red lighting on them and they've got red outfits. And then you're like, oh, what's going on? You know, that's, she does all that. We shall see.
Well, there we go. Trudy, do you think this really cool lo-fi bop, trendy bop, is better or worse than Give That Wolf a Banana?
I actually think it's better.
Oh my God, thank God.
God. Now I'm gonna have to get the robot to say her name every time.
What have you done?
Andromache.
Also, this is absolutely classic because this probably won't qualify, will it?
I know. It's a curse now. Sorry, Cyprus. This I've grown to really love. I don't know if it's I'm just craving sunshine, but I'll ask you the question now. Do you think Cyprus with Ella is better or worse than Greece Die Together?
I'm afraid I think it's first.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I know you thought this was an opportunity for us to come back together, but really it's your own fault for going nuts.
Obviously, this is just what we think. So please get in touch and not Facebook. We actually don't have Facebook.
To be clear, don't look us up on Facebook.
Don't have Facebook. On Instagram or Twitter, @forbetterverse. Please come in, join in the party. It's fun. The water is warm in Cyprus. I'm having a lovely time. I really want to go on holiday to Greece or Cyprus. So should we just book it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Right. Next, we have the last song to be revealed for 2022. And it's Azerbaijan.
Ugh, I love Azerbaijan. We fade to black in the night.
That was Nadir Rustamali, Fade to Black. Was it worth the wait for Azerbaijan?
It's a no. I think that they're sort of taunting me this year by putting in all of these really dull, sad boy ballads. I mean, please see my previous rants, dear listener. Please see above. I refer to my earlier correspondence. Yeah, no, that was a no for me. It was really boring, I thought. And I mean, I didn't like it at all. To be fair to Nadir, what he has got that the others lack is that at least his has got a proper topic. So he's talking about a breakup, isn't he? Not just generally being sad. So I think, you know, it's a breakup song, which is a little bit of an improvement on Men Are A Bit Sad. But that's really where any positive comparisons end. And I'm lumping it in with Poland and Switzerland as, you know, really not my cup of tea. Although having said that, we've got three of them. Surely not all three are going to go through. So is it not just a case of ranking them? Max two, right? Which is the worst one? I think Switzerland, but that I think will probably go through.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, Poland will go through.
You think? Won't it?
Yeah.
So this might not qualify then.
Yeah, it's a weird one because Fade to Black is a really, really good title for a song.
Not that good.
I don't know. It has something. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's a bit like Painted Black.
I have a red door. It's one of Trudy's favourites, that. That, Whiskey in the Jar. And what's the other song that you have? That Knife. Oh, shit.
One thing I will say that compared it to the others, I felt like the ending, when it built up, it actually ended, it felt like it went a bit quicker, whereas the others sort of dirged through a bit more. I felt like this, at least it didn't feel like a heavy 3 minutes. I mean, I was quite pleased when it ended, but...
I didn't like the ending.
Boom, 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 boom. It was yeah. Snare drum, wasn't it?
It's, and a piano. And a... Boom, 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 boom. I didn't really like that. I thought that was a bit... It's just so boring, isn't it? Like, he's trying to give it emotional... They're trying to give it emotional heft. Yeah. Like, you can't just, you know, that's not how that works. You can't just have a dirty song and then shove a drum and a bit of piano in at the end. Like, where's the build up? He didn't start quiet either. He started tormented. Mm. And he, I think, was trying to get to like more tormented. And it's like, mate, it's a crescendo. It's a journey. Take us on your journey. You know, it just wasn't, I didn't like it. I didn't think it delivered the emotional punch that they wanted it to.
I don't think it's going to qualify.
Do you know, this is such a disappointment after Mata Hari.
I know. Azerbaijan. Probably going to be one of their worst finishes in a while. They had their first non-qualification in Lisbon, and I feel like now, as we've talked about before, once the dammy in is broken, I think it's just Ukraine left with the complete qualifications.
Oh, really?
I just think, yeah, I really didn't do anything, unless it's incredible staging, of course. It's still so dirgy, and I hated that. Da, 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 da. That's not a chorus melody. Oh, don't.
I know. To be fair, he was handsome. That'll get him some votes.
Yeah.
Mata Hari. Anyway, can we move on? I'm a bit depressed by
that. Yeah, I'm depressed by that. Anyway, I'll ask the question because we have got to ask you. So, Jen, do you think Azerbaijan with Fade to Black is better or worse than Greece, Die Together?
It's worst.
Yeah.
Trudy, do you think that Azerbaijan, Fade to Black, is better or worse than...
Andromache.
From Cyprus, I think it's worst. Yeah.
Move on, where are we going?
Oh, thank God. Two songs left now. We are rattling through these. I'm loving it. And we're going to a member of the Big Five, so they don't have to qualify. And it's a country that has not won the contest since 1977. But they came very, very close last year. It's France. Was Alvan and Ahez Foulen for France.
Bit of a shum rip off that, really, wasn't it?
I know. It's poor man shum, let's all be honest.
It was the same as Shum in theme, but not as good. But I did quite enjoy it. Like, I would definitely get down. I like the sort of, like, I'm not good on, is it techno? Like, the beat? Like, do you know what I mean?
House?
Even I know it's not deep house. I like that anyway. It's certainly something I've heard when Fiona's taken me to parties. I'm too cool to have any business at. No, they're too cool. I'm not too cool to have any business there. I have no business being there because the party's too cool.
You had to shit in those buckets.
I did not. To be clear, that was not me. That was someone else. Yeah, I quite enjoyed it. But it's a bit depressing to see a cynical rip-off of something that did well last year.
But do you think it is cynical? So it's sung in Breton, which is the only Gaelic language on mainland Europe, and it's translated as spark.
I had the subbies up, as I usually do, and it was all about a forest.
Yeah, and Shum was all about a forest.
And essentially, it's throwing a big ravey party in a forest, isn't it? Which is what Shum was.
So I'm a bit torn about this because I kind of like it, and I think it's going to be really, really fun on the night. Like, everyone's going to lose it. It's going to be really, really fun. But I just prefer Ahez than Alvin.
Who's who?
He's the bloke with the little guitar and all that. I mean, that weird funky Nile Rodgers bit. I was like, what the hell's that doing?
I love that bit. That was great. That I was really into that.
No.
So you're saying that you prefer the lady to the man?
In a shocking turn of events.
No. Yeah, I know. I didn't like him very much. To be honest, I didn't mind him. I thought they were both okay. I agree. I think it's going to be really fun. Right. And the thing is, I'm saying, oh, it's a cynical ripoff of Shum. Yeah. But then again, Shum is legendary. So it's not like it's a cynical ripoff of something shit, is it? Like...
Well, I actually don't think it's... I think they actually make this music. I think they're two separate artists who have come together and felt like there was no chemistry on stage between them. And whereas, like, those dance... Remember how good the dancers were? Anyway, we can't compare it to Shum because obviously Shum is probably one of the greatest of all time. And this isn't.
Yes. And I do agree. They did feel... They were very separate, weren't they? So they didn't really interact... On the version that we saw, and they seem to have quite distinct sort of roles in the song, which gives it a slight sort of disconnected feeling, I suppose. I like them both. I thought they were all right. They were both all right. And yeah, maybe it's unfair to, because it's not really the same kind of music, but, and I appreciate that they do make this music, but the reason why I'm saying it's cynical is that it was selected rather than they made it for that purpose, if you see what I mean. But yeah. I don't know. Yes, I mean, it's whatever.
Like, yeah, I know. Yeah,
I'm pleased it's there, but no.
It's going to be a moment, but it's not going to be a moment I remember for the rest of my life, unlike Shum.
That's a moment that you're going to remember for the rest of your life. You're about seven beers deep at Shum.
I'm just lying.
Don't remember it at all.
France seem to be on a really good trajectory, don't they? That's not going to be... To be fair, I could see that potentially coming bottom five, but I don't think it will. I think it's too fun, isn't it?
I'm instinctively thinking no, but a little bit of me is a bit afraid.
Yeah. Fun ones, sometimes people just don't vote for them, especially people love a story. As we were talking about with Constructor from Serbia, if the subtitles aren't up and you don't know what it's about, it just looks like some ladies walking around a stage, somebody, what was she doing? Was it whacking? Like the type of dance that she was doing? Probably a traditional Breton dance. Sorry, she was probably doing a traditional dance from Breton.
Like flamenco.
And then that dude swapping instruments every 5 minutes, again, seems a bit unnecessary because he's miming them all. but there's no story there yet. But maybe France can manage it. They did well with Voila.
Well, Voila was really good, though. I mean, I know it wasn't really to our taste, but it was, like, you know, and the camera thing was cool and stuff, wasn't it? So they did do that quite well. But, I mean, I'm never going to recover, really, from the nil pas from the start.
No.
Well, I'll ask the question.
Jennifer, do you think France with Foulon is better or versed than Greece with Die Together?
It's versed for me, I'm afraid, but I appreciate the effort.
Yeah, and I think Ella is also better. Shall we move on to our final song?
How exciting! Where are we going?
It's one of the biggest hitters. It's Sweden.
No, it's for the best. So I can see how that would ease the pain in my chest. Hold me closer, though you lean for the sunrise. I'll be bleeding, but don't you mind, I'll be fine. Oh, we killed.
That was Cornelia Jacobs with Hold Me Closer for Sweden. Jennifer?
I can hear the excitement in your voice. That's so your jam, man. I'm pleased to see Sweden's back on Undo My Sad Form. So, the, you know, a recipe that's worked well for them previously. Yeah, I thought that was nice. I enjoyed it. I love a breakup song. Also, I like the slight sort of, it's almost like dance floor sad banger, but it's not. It's a ballad, you know. So I enjoyed that. You know, I was like the Robins, you know, love it. But yeah, I thought it was all right. I mean, it's Sweden, isn't it? So very slick. She's good. I like the sentiment. It's got big winner energy, doesn't it? Don't you think? Big winner energy. Don't really understand what was going on with the staging, though. I thought it was a bit rubbish, unless I don't get it.
Yeah, no, I think Sweden have finally come back to the party. Welcome. We've missed you. Yeah, I can see what you mean. It's interesting you say it's so polished and slick, because I think this is actually the least polished and slick Sweden has been 4 years.
Staging, but the production's slick, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, the production's really good. This is a big favourite.
Yeah.
And I really, really like it. I think it might be a touch of a grower, though. That's the only thing. It's a bit like Natalie and Brulia Torn, you know?
Which is a bot.
But yeah, the staging is a funny one, because the connecting down the camera stuff is amazing. And then it's like, I think they didn't quite work out how to finish it. But they don't have a satellite stage in Turin, so the staging will be a bit different.
But you do expect something staging-wise from Sweden, which is maybe unfair, because if any other country put the staging in, I might be like, oh, well, that's fine. But I'm like, really? Like, you can definitely do something better than that.
But I think she's incredibly charismatic. And I tell you, compared to what else was on in the Swedish selection in Melody Festivalen, this was a sort of weird underdog, because she's an artist who wasn't signed to a major label, obviously now is. It's been number one in Sweden for 3 weeks. And then she sent this in and has won the whole thing against one of the most famous dudes in Sweden. So wow. Go girl. But okay. I am actually surprised the enthusiasm isn't necessarily there. I thought Emma Willis Ripoff singing breakup song, which sounds a bit like Robin, would be your like number one catnip.
You know how much you liked Undo My Sad?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, you loved it. And it's a lot like that. And I don't always like the sort of ham ballad, you know? There's a bit of a ham about it.
I really don't think this is the same as Undo My Sad. This was more like talking about an actual breakup in real time.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know. To be fair, that's the first thing that came into my head when I saw it. I was like, oh, this is like Undo My Sad. But maybe, again, it's like a grow. I don't know. There's something about it that's not quite grabbed me. And I get it. And I think you're right. And I can see the disappointment etched on your little drunk face.
But you're not the first one to say this. I think maybe it's a case where everyone's got excited because something positive happened in Sweden. And then actually the reality is that isn't going to translate in Turin. I love blasting this out. The dooga 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 dooga.
And the thing is, I mean, don't get me wrong, I do like it. Like, it's good. And as I said, I do think it's got like big winner energy. I think, you know, it'll get a lot of votes. It's produced really nicely. I do like the fact that it gets a bit dancey. Like, that's quite good. I like her. I like the sentiment. I think the lyrics are nice. Just something about it. Maybe it's the staging. I don't know. Mm. Something's not really, you know, it didn't get me like, well, I can't say that because I'm going to ruin the ending. Grease.
I think it probably will do very well.
I do. I think so.
Do you remember when we watched Arcade, which of course went on to win?
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, well, that's that then. But like, not over enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
Because I suppose I'm quite enthusiastic about it because it's a lady
band. And also because you watched Melfest.
Yeah. Is there anything else to say on this? I just think, yeah, Sweden, welcome back.
Welcome back, Sweden. Win. Definite qualifier, I'd say. Yeah. Probably top five, might win. That's what I'm getting from this. Am I sad about it? No. Am I enthusiastic about it? Not really.
I just say, give you a few weeks.
Well, everything changes after a few weeks, doesn't it? Once we get through all the podcast recordings, I can start listening to the actual playlist.
And you're like,
without being like, oh.
Hold me closer.
Then I'm telling you, it's all going to, you know, everything that I've said so far. But that's part of the fun of the podcast.
It is part of the fun. And actually, from what we tend to get excited about, we do get more enthusiastic about bops, don't we? Like, we're always, yeah, like, and this is, I think, this is going to be a year where probably something that's not hugely boppy is going to win.
Very possibly.
Well, I'll ask the question. Do you think Cornelia Jacobs with Hold Me Closer for Sweden is better or worse than Grease's Die Together?
I think it's worse, but I appreciate that it will probably do better in the competition.
I do agree. I think this will do a lot better. And I have to compare it to the lovely Cyprus with Ella. And I think Sweden is much better.
There we go. She's jumping all over the place.
So we're still not back together. And I'm actually wondering if we ever will.
I'm wondering if we have anything in common anymore, babe.
Oh, no, good. Not bad.
Darling,
But we have 6 songs left of the year.
Oh, I can't believe it. Goes so quickly, doesn't it? They grow up so fast.
I know. But please get in touch and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Let us know what you think. Maybe you agree with me that Cornelia's obviously the winner and he's clearly better than Grease. Please let me know. At For Better Verse. And the podcast is on Spotify and everywhere else, all your platforms, but you'll know that already because you are listening. Tune in next week for our last episode, as we've mentioned. Might do some more probably drunken ones throughout the week, but we'll see how we get on. But we will be crowning a For Better For Verse winner of 2022, which, as we all know, is a bit of a poison chalice. But we shall see. Hopefully we come back together because I love it when we come back together.
Me too. I miss you over here in Greece.
Across the Mediterranean, wherever you are.
Be fair, I'm having a lovely time. You're in Sweden, freezing.
It's getting chilly. I miss Cyprus already. We're doing pretty good speed, so we can all get to bed early. I need to watch another episode of Inventing Anna.
Yes, you do, because it's great. And I need to go and watch another episode of Jimmy Savile, A British Monster.
Hmm.
On that cheery note.
Anyway, would you like to lead the Goodnight Europes?
Please, I would love to lead the Goodnight Europes. Goodnight, Europe!
Goodnight, Europe. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the For Better For Verse podcast. Please get in touch on Twitter @ForBetterVersed and follow our playlist.